8:33 the time on an absolutely stunning morning here in Laguna Beach. Welcome to the program. It's the Mornings with Ed Show, Thursday edition, and as we do each and every Thursday, we're honored to have our mayor, Mayor Bob Whalen, in with us this morning. Thank you for coming in this morning, Mr. Mayor. How are you?
Thank you, Ed. I'm great. As you said, what a perfect day here in Laguna.
Yeah. It finally, for the first time when I left the house and it was still dark this morning, I didn't have to wear a sweater or jacket or anything for the first time in a while. It was one of those types of mornings today.
Nice and soft and warm. Yeah. Good.
Perfect. We kicked the top of the 8 o'clock hour with a countdown and saying that at this moment, bang, construction started. So the Caltrans project is now underway downtown. Are you comfortable with the plans that in place? Do we need any fine-tuning?
Well, we're going to find out. We need to look at it. It's just going to be, it's just going to be a rough go. One lane each direction on Coast Highway. I just urge everybody, I wish this could be heard by everybody in South Orange County, you know, do not come through Laguna as your way of travel. Go around for the next 2 months. It's just going to be very, very difficult.
Okay. Now, I was driving, and this is, I'll grant it, this was well over a week ago. I was driving Coast Highway, and I saw that southbound signage too close to town. It wasn't yet quite at Crown Valley. And I think that once you make that right turn, once you make the right turn from Crown Valley onto Coast Highway, if you haven't seen the sign, you're stuck in the pipeline right there. So are we double checking to make sure the signage is placed in all the right places? Got all that stuff?
I'm going to check on that one, Ed. Thank you for calling that to my attention because, you know, the notion would be before Crown Valley, get the sign up, and then somebody can say, well, I'm not going through Laguna. I'm going to turn up Crown Valley, and I'll go through Aliso Viejo and get around. So, let me check on that. Thanks for the heads up.
Oh, anytime. just me noticing stuff as I drive through the day, wandering. There was a closed session meeting, and part of that was to discuss the city manager candidates. You finally heard something about them. How many total applied? How many are you sifting through? What are you looking at? What happened?
Yeah, I can't go into specifics, of course, because it was in closed session. But we had over 50 candidates that applied. We talked through about 10 or so of them, and we're going to be having interviews coming up on April 10 with a shorter list, probably 6 or 7. And then we have a second round of interviews on April 24, where we hope to sort of be down to 2 or 3 finalists. So, that's the process.
Okay. Now, a question from a listener. Some public agencies give extra or special consideration to those that are on the inside already. What do you say about that? I mean, and again, you have a qualified person who's already there. What kind of consideration is extra consideration given? Should it be? Will it be?
I wouldn't say it's extra consideration. I think we're just going to be comparing, you know, all these candidates one against the other. Right. You know, the process we typically go through, we have gone through in the past for, general manager at the water district and other department head hires is we'll have a fairly uniform set of questions we want to pose to each of the candidates so they have an equal opportunity to, you know, respond and let's see what they have to say. So no, it's not like the inside candidate starts out with some points. I think we're just going to, you know, evaluate all six and have a conversation and try to get to a final decision on a new hire.
Now, back in college, not only did you get an oral exam in order to get out, but you had to do a written exam. Will there be any kind of written questionnaire these candidates will be answering directly from you?
No, they all put together, letters of interest and why they thought they would be good for Laguna. So we've got that. But no, I think at this point, it's really going to be interaction. We want to get a sense of whether there's a good fit with somebody. We'll have the opportunity to have spent, you know, by the end of it with the finalists, several hours, with them. So I think it's more that kind of thing.
Right. This coming Tuesday, part of the general plan is the housing element, and the state requires us to update it. And this will be the sixth version of the update. Tuesday night, what are you doing? Are you going to review the draft of the housing element update?
We are. Yeah, we've got the a joint meeting with the Planning Commission. We'll be getting our first look at the draft of the housing element. It's got to be adopted by October. I think we're going to, staff tells me we're probably going to have it done by, you know, July. But yeah, we'll be delving into it and having a good conversation with the Planning Commission about it.
Okay. And are there considerations with the state wanting less restrictions on the ADUs to help comply, make second units easier to apply for? Will that be part of the consideration?
Well, I think ADUs will definitely be part of the element, part of the discussion. I mean, the housing element is a planning document. It doesn't actually require any housing to be built. But I think, as we've talked previously, and you've known, the state says you've got to zone for another almost 400 units in our community based on the regional allocation that they've done. So the housing element needs to craft, you know, opportunities and permit, you know, permit development in zones where we could get to those 400. I think that ADUs will, we're hopeful that they'll be counted towards that total. So, you know, it kind of makes it a little bit easier, because I'm seeing more and more, just talking to friends and so on, more and more people are quietly or, you know, converting existing garages to ADUs or other spaces on their property to ADUs. So it's you know, starting to take hold. We're concerned on the ADU front, though, about parking and public safety. And, you know, the state's really taken away. The state dictates how you can or can't require additional parking. So it's, you know, it's a balancing act, obviously. But the state wants more housing, and they're taking control away from local governments with respect to that. So we're pushing back on legislation where we can.
Is there an opportunity to negotiate with the state? Do you, or is that just like me, just wishful thinking?
Well, no. I mean, a lot of communities in Orange County appealed their regional housing needs assessment allocations, thought it was a flawed formula. And I don't think, and there were none of the appeals were granted. So there isn't, I wouldn't say negotiation really the right approach. I mean, pushing back on legislation, and the California League of Cities, you know, does a good job of organizing cities, writing letters, you know, frequently to say, you know, this is a bad bill or this is a good bill. And there are some, you know, there's a couple of bad bills out there that would be even more aggressive than ADUs in terms of allowing, you know, lot splits. And so single family homes, all of a sudden, where there's one, you can have two.
Right,
so
right.
So we have to be careful, keep an eye on all that.
Okay. I want to take you back through downtown for a second. If you find yourself stuck in downtown traffic, will you be thinking to yourself, well, this is for the greater good. I'm okay.
Well, it's for the greater good. I'll say, tune into KX and sit there.
And that's right, and just listen to the show.
But no, I mean, you know, I'd encourage people to walk where they can. We actually had our, you know, meeting downtown. It was the first meeting I'd been to at the City Hall in over a year with the pandemic, but we had the closed session down there, so I walked down. And I do know, talking to Councilmember Eisman and Kemp, that coming up from the south, they said it was, you know, really difficult even yesterday just with regular traffic and the great weather. So right. I guess the message to residents to get out early if you have to go do your errands and get, you know, get back before the crowds descend. So it's ask everybody to be patient. It's going to be rough.
Yeah. I normally would leave the radio station and I'd like to take Coast Highway and maybe do a Trader Joe's run or, you know, a Bear Flag Fish or the Butchery or something like that. No, I'm changing my plans here for the next several weeks and I got no problem doing that.
Good. Yeah. Thank you.
No, thank you. So last thing before we go, we've been talking music the last several years or last several weeks, excuse me. Paul Simon is the latest musician to sell his entire back catalog to Sony. So we'll be hearing Paul Simon music all over commercials from now on.
Well, he's certainly got an unbelievable history and collection, just the diversity of it all, right? So what have you got for us this morning?
I've got a little You Can Call Me Al as I send you out the door. I want to thank you so much for being here with us this morning, Mr. Mayor. Mayor Bob Whalen, thank you.
Thanks, Ed.
Have a great rest of the day, sir.
844,
it's the Mornings with Ed show. our thanks to the mayor.
A man walks down the street. He says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Bone digger, bone digger. Dogs in the moonlight. Far away my well-lit door. Mr. Beer Melly, Beer Melly. Get these mutts away from me, you know. I don't find this stuff amusing anymore. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be